Pandemic drones claim to track your temperature, respiratory rate, and other infectious conditions from 190 feet.
This is technology you could soon see hovering above a city near you.
The day may be coming when a drone like this could screen your vital signs and everyone's around you.
I think we're well suited for it.
Cameron Schell is the CEO at Dragonfly Innovations, now testing these drones around the country.
Dragonfly doesn't make any accuracy claims, saying the goal is to help track broader patterns for cities or towns. Meanwhile, so-called social distancing drones were dumped over privacy concerns. The Verge reports police in Westport, Connecticut plan to use drones to monitor if people were standing 6 feet apart. The ACLU complained and the drones never got off the ground. Police use unmanned aerial systems a lot, according to an article on the Brookings Institute's website. It was one tool used to monitor Black Lives Matter protests. The Institute says concerning is there is no national framework governing drone use and how police make use of the data collected. 18 states have laws mandating officers get warrants before using drones. Syracuse University PhD student Elementis Palabinskas studies how government regulations affect different kinds of innovations.
Privacy is naturally a huge concern. It's been a concern from the very start. So most companies are also very aware of this, and they've been trying to anonymize some of the data that they collect if they plan to use it internally or externally.
Early on, Sweden eliminated cameras entirely from drones unless the operator was granted a special surveillance permit. Palabinskas says most delivery companies in the U.S. are trying to drop off their packages from 40 feet up to mitigate those cameras.
And in a location not too far away, a miracle of modern technology is dispatched. It's an Amazon drone, and after rising vertically like a helicopter to nearly 400 feet, this amazing hybrid design assumes a horizontal orientation and becomes a streamlined and fast airplane. In time, there'll be a whole family of Amazon drones, different designs for different environments.
Most recently, there are some concerns with Amazon's flying security drones. The Ring Always Home Cam is set to launch in 2021. Some are worried they could offer views to anybody who hacked the device. Then there's a company called Aquiline Drones, which offers drones on call. Customers can book drone service on demand. Tech News World reports a mobile app will let customers plan and execute missions, live stream data and videos. Palabinskas reiterates you have a voice.
I think there will be some hesitant communities where people just aren't used to having things flying above them all the time. So I think we may see some communities have a designated landing zone instead of allowing drones to actually fly from door to door.
More broadly, last week, the Justice Department issued new guidance prohibiting the use of agency grants to buy drones and other unmanned aerial systems from foreign groups deemed threats. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.